Well, we're pleased to welcome in another new New Orleans Saint. We've been visiting with several here over the last few days, and today we welcome in linebacker Alex Okafor, who joins us now from the Arizona Cardinals. First of all, welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Great to have you. Congratulations. I know it's exciting, isn't it? It's got to be.
It's absolutely exciting. I'm excited about the opportunity. I'm excited to be a part of this organization, and I'm ready to get the ball rolling.
I saw you over in the cafeteria earlier, and I didn't recognize you at first, but all I could think was, I wonder if the basketball team's working out somebody new. You have that build.
Right.
And I know you've gotten that before from other people, too.
No, absolutely. Whether I'm in an airport or a restaurant, if they don't recognize me immediately, they come up to me and they're like, you have to play basketball or something. I've never gotten anybody come up to me and been like, you're a football player. No. I guess, like you said, I got the frame as a hooper, but, you know. I'm a ball player.
I know. 6'4", 6'5", thereabouts.
Yep, just about.
260-ish.
Yep.
See?
There you go.
Okay. 4 years at Arizona, originally from Texas, and a guy who will put pressure on the quarterback, which I know Saints fans are really excited about. There's some help needed on that side of the ball.
Right.
Is that one of the reasons why you decided to join the Saints?
Absolutely. First of all, you know, you got to look at the Saints, and you know you got Drew Brees and you got Sean Payton. You got those two guys. You're always going to be able to compete, and you're always close. So that was a big deal for me, and also the opportunity more than anything. Like you said, they need some help, especially at the defensive end position. And I know I can be that guy.
I guess you're listed as a linebacker, right?
Right.
Okay, but are you kind of a hand-in-the-dirt guy, or do you like to play upright and then go after it?
Man, I think I'm most comfortable hand-in-the-dirt, but I've played both. Out of Texas, I had my hand-in-the-dirt full-time. Went to Arizona, was there for 4 years, and made the transition to an outside linebacker. But even then, you know, in this league, you got to go a lot of four downs. So I'm very familiar with that, and I do well at it.
Yeah. Alex Okafor, I think, was a fourth-round pick. Out of the University of Texas. I want to say, didn't you and Kenny Vaccaro play ball together?
Yeah, we played with each other for 4 years.
Okay, so there'll be some familiarity there.
Have you talked
to Kenny about this?
Yeah. Absolutely. Kenny's my guy. That's my dog. So we talk on the regular, and we kind of just been cooking this thing up. So we got a done deal now, and we're both excited.
2 years ago, you had an unbelievable season. And then some injuries. I know that. I have to ask you, how in the heck did you play this past year with a torn bicep?
Well, surprisingly, I've had the same injury on the other arm my rookie year. And so I just kind of knew what the pain felt like and the familiarity with it. And I knew the details about the injury. And I'm like, you know what? If I get past that pain, you know, that pain tolerance in my head, I can go out there and go. And that's what happened. I missed about a week and a half of practice, put a brace on it, and like once I get comfortable, I can go. Because the way the injury works, the worst has happened. It can't get any worse.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of pain tolerance.
Well, that's called toughness is what it's called.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. Look, as I mentioned, the sack numbers were great 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Those numbers not as good. But I will say this, in just kind of looking at different defensive guys around the league, you're always in the conversation for what many would consider pressuring the quarterback. Mm-hmm. In your eyes, is there a difference between, I guess, a sack number as opposed to, say, percentage of times that you're actually pressuring your quarterback? Mm-hmm. How do you evaluate that?
Yeah, so the sack is the actual stat, but anybody in football knows that the most important thing is affecting the quarterback. And that's what you look at when you watch film. And whether that's getting him off his spot, whether that's QB hits, obviously sacks as well, but just affecting the quarterback is what, you know, most guys look for, and I know I do that pretty well.
And why do you do it so well? What would you say is what, you know, what we'll see on the field for the Saints in that role?
I just have a lot of versatility, man. I've been in a couple different schemes. They've put me across pretty much the whole D-line out there in Arizona, and I've had success rushing from every position across the D-line.
You'd think Arizona was in the same division as the Saints. It seems like they've played each other every year for the last several years.
Right.
So I guess there's some familiarity here with your new team.
Right.
In what way?
First of all, like, I know the personnel. Like I said, Kenny's is my best friend. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we always talk about our teams together. And then, like you said, we've played each other the past 3 years. And you just get familiar with that offense. And every time you play the Saints, you know they're going to put up points. So you got to be prepared. Going into that game week, you know, there's definitely preparation on. There's added pressure to the opposing team knowing that, yeah, they're gonna light you up, and you got to do something to stop it. So.
What did Dennis Allen and what did Sean Payton say to you or ask of you during this process?
Well, they let me know that there's an opportunity on that D line. And everybody knows that. Everybody knows they need some help up front. They got, and the thing about it is we're so close. We're so close. They have great talented players on that line. They just need to shore up another position on that line, and that's where my opportunity comes into play.
You'll have, Cam Jordan at the other end, right?
Right, absolutely.
And now A.J. Klein will be in that mix with you guys.
Right.
When you think about, I guess, defense in today's NFL, doesn't every conversation always start with pressuring the quarterback now in this league?
It's one of the keys.
How does that help, then, the guys be – you know, we always talk about the relationship between pressure up front, good coverage in the back. Mm-hmm. You know, your best friends with Kenny Vaccaro. Mm-hmm. Where can they help you, and how do you best help them? Help fans understand that, I guess.
If you look at every great defense in, you know, the past 10 years or so, you look at it and they all have great defensive lines. That's the one constant, is they have a great defensive line, and that's where it all starts, because you got to stop the run. And if you can't stop the run, it doesn't matter. The teams are not going to throw on you. They're just going to run it right down your throat. And then once they are start throwing it, you got to be able to affect the quarterback and get him off his spot. And it makes it so much easier for the whole defense to flow and click when you can do that.
All right. You've got family in Texas. I know that. Right. Where in the heck is Pflugerville High School?
Pflugerville is a small suburb right outside of Austin. It's about 20 minutes north outside of Austin.
Okay. Yeah. So it's basically been swallowed up by Austin at this point.
Pretty much. It's considered Austin. It is.
It's amazing how that whole market has grown like
that. I'm telling you, it's huge now.
When you play high school football at the level that you did in the state that you did,
right?
Does that lean to disappointment down the road as far as what you play, whether it be at UT or anywhere else? It just seems like you guys are so well prepared just because of the heightened sense of high school football in Texas.
I was about to say, no disappointment, just like you touched on, just prepared.
Yeah.
Football is a religion out there in Texas, and you take that with you your whole life. And you just love playing this game.
Are you carrying the Texas flag proudly? Because I know this about the Saints locker room down the hall. There's a lot of talk that goes on amongst the fellas about where they played their college football.
Right, right.
You're going to have to jump into that conversation.
Man, I'm going to always be a proud Longhorn. I admit we're struggling right now, but I'm telling you, we're close. We're a lot closer than people think. And, you know, once we get out the dog hole, trust me, I'll be rocking it proudly like I am now.
Have you spent any time in New Orleans yet?
I used to come out here as a kid, surprisingly. Both of my parents, they actually met at Grambling. So I'm actually pretty familiar with the Louisiana area.
You've done the whole Bayou Classic thing.
I've done that experience.
What's that tradition mean to, you know, I think we hear more probably from the Southern University fans because it's just up the road in Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. From the Grambling side, what did you learn over the years about that rivalry, that weekend, what it means in New Orleans?
You know, it's just it's a culture out there and it's tradition, and they take it seriously, man. And not just the football game, but just the whole event is just, you know, it's fun. It's an experience that I think everybody should experience. And, I mean, obviously Grambling State, you know, they think they run that rivalry, and they'll easily tell you that.
On and off the field.
Right.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. What did your family say to the fact that now you'll be playing your home football games in that very building?
Oh, absolutely. You know they're excited. You know they're excited, not just coming back to Louisiana for them, but also just being so close to home. It's an easy trip, easy transition back and forth. So I think they're just as excited as I am to be out here.
Well, again, congratulations. I know it's an exciting time, but it's also kind of a nerve-wracking time, the whole free agency thing. Mm-hmm. So now that this is out of the way, what's next for you here in the coming weeks and months?
Man, I've been working out already, but now that, you know, I know where I'm going to be playing, now I can put that vision intact and, you know, just prepare myself to make an immediate impact.
All right. Welcome to the Who Dat Nation.
Thank you.
They're ready for you.
I'm ready too.
All right.